love, I am a balancer. To love, I am a balancer. I want to go around all the time telling other people how to live their lives, telling other people how to be happy and be joyous and so forth, but I shut up. I hold my tongue. I realize that the best way that I can be loved is to be a balancer. And so I look at everyone in the world and I see them doing all the things that make them happy. I see them do all the things that make them feel good. I often talk about my experiences as a youngster and as an older person. And as I was growing up, I was always into my neighbor's yards, always doing for my neighbors, doing for others, because it was fun. It was fun. I wasn't doing it because I wanted to get their permission. I didn't want to get their approval. I didn't want to do anything. I did it for myself. I'd sweep the sidewalk for myself. I'd do things for myself. When something needed to be done in my neighbor's yard and I saw it there, a branch fell down when a tree was blowing in the breeze. There had been a storm, and the wind was pretty terrible, and a big branch fell down right in the middle of their yard. Well, I'd go in their yard, and I'd pick up this branch, and I'd drag it out and put it next to the street so that it could be taken away. I didn't wait until somebody asked me to do it, or I didn't wait to see if they wanted it done. I just went in there and picked it up and took it out to the street. And if it was early in the morning, all the better. If it was late at night, all the better. I didn't really care. I wasn't thinking of trespassing on somebody else's property. I did it in love, and I was being a balancer. I was being a balancer of all things beautiful and good. And that's the way we can all do it. We can all be a balancer. I don't want to do the dishes. That's your job. I have to do what I want to do. You have to do what you want to do. That's your job. Well, I never had that attitude as I was growing up, because I always had the attitude there was five of us kids, and we were all doing our thing. Sometimes the girls didn't do the things that they were supposed to do. Sometimes my brothers didn't do the things they were supposed to do. And it didn't bother me. I knew that Mother had asked them to do it, or Papa asked them to do it. And so if they didn't do it, I just went and did it. Now, you say, well, that's an unusual type of person to do something like that. No, that's a person who is a balancer. I wanted to keep harmony in my family. I wanted to keep happiness in my world. I wanted everyone to be at home, to be happy. I wanted to have a balanced home. I wanted to have a balanced life. And the best way to do it is just to love it to pieces. To love my life to pieces, to love everybody to pieces, to just go out and do those little things that make the big difference. The little things that make life seem really wonderful and good. I oftentimes would take a toothbrush, take an old toothbrush, and I'd go into the staircase going from downstairs to upstairs, and we had put in some beautiful new Olsen carpeting all throughout the house from rags that we had collected everywhere. And as I would go up and down the staircase, dust would be forming in the corners of the steps. And dust was forming because it was a new carpet and it hadn't got all the lint settled in it, or all the lint settled out of it, or whatever it was. And the dust didn't look nice there. It was this little. So I'd take an old toothbrush and I would wipe up that dust. I would get into those corners and get it out. And I'd put the dust in my pocket. And I'd pick it out and I'd put it in my pocket. And I wasn't thinking of anything my dirty pocket, my goodness, or that the dust was going to be unkind to my pants or something. I just put it in my pocket. And then when I was done with the whole steps, I had quite a pocket full of dust, quite a pocket full of lint and stuff. And then I would put it in my room in the wastebasket. I'd pull my pocket out and I'd shake it and make sure that all the dust got in the wastebasket. And I just never thought anything about it. Now, I'm remembering it now, and I'm thinking to myself, well, I didn't have to do that. That wasn't my job. That wasn't expected of me. That wasn't even expected of anybody, probably. But I saw it to be done, and I saw that it made the home a little happier, a little nicer. It made it nicer to walk up and down those stairs without seeing the lint on the staircase. Oh, we'd vacuum the carpet and going up and down the staircase, but you never could get it out those little corners. Nobody had taken the time to do it. They just didn't. But a balancer is someone who doesn't worry whether it's his job or whether it's not his job, whether it's his responsibility or whether it's not his responsibility. A balancer just goes out there and does it because it's nice for him. It's nice for her. If you can live your life as a true lover, unconditional lover, you'll go around being a balancer. You'll go around doing all of those little things in life that make you happy and make everyone else happy. And everyone listens to what you're doing, sees what you're doing, and they know. Now, did my brothers and sisters know that I did that? That I did a lot of little things like that? Did they know? No. We had a little step at the bottom of the steps that came out from the stairs that go up and down, and then one to the living room and one to the kitchen. And the bottom kitchen step was a step that had a hinge on it. And in there, we kept all of our shoe polishing stuff. And we had all sorts of rags in there and brushes in there and shoe polishes, things like that. But every once in a while, I'd polish my shoes, and I'd look inside of that shoe polishing step, and it was dirty. Oh, it had gotten dirty. Of course, it was open, so it could get dirty occasionally, but it got dirty. And so I'd take everything out of the shoe case there, out of that step, and I would take the vacuum cleaner, and I'd go in there and vacuum it up so good. But still, it wasn't completely done. And then I'd take a dish full of soapy water, and I'd go in there, and I'd scrub it up and wipe it up real clean, and then take some fresh water and wipe it up real clean and nice and dry it up nice. Take an old towel and dry it up very good. And then put all the things neatly back in the drawer, all the shoe polishing stuff back there, all the shoe polishing rags and so forth. And to this day, I still have that memory in my mind of that beautiful step. Now, whether anybody else ever realized why that step was always so clean and nice, whether anybody else ever realized why the step where all the shoe polishing stuff was always in such good order, it didn't matter to me. I have that in my heart as a balancer. I was a lover, going around doing these things. Now, I'm not trying to say I was better than anybody else. Perhaps you were a lover and a balancer too, and I quite imagine you were. But the thing is, when you are a lover, when you are a balancer, you don't do things to get credit. You don't do things to make other people feel that they should have done it, to make them feel ashamed. You only did it because you thought it was a nice thing to do for you. And when you looked at it, it was always so good. I'd sit at the table oftentimes and I'd take a towel and I'd go over all the silverware, all the stainless steelware and all the cutlery that we had, and I would polish it and rub it and polish it and rub it, because the stain of the soapy water and the stain of the other things that got on it left their mark. But when I got done, it was so beautiful, it was so clean and so lovely, I was just so happy with it all because it was just so right. And I did it because I was a balancer, because I was a lover. In your mind and your memories, you call those things fictional. Not because you wanted credit for it, not because you wanted someone to see you do it, but because it was you, and you did it because you loved everything being nice. Be a balancer in your world. I'm a balancer. I'm a lover, and I enjoy life. And I don't need to get credit for anything, because there really is no credit to be given or taken. But it is just the delight in doing it and seeing it done and being happy with it being done in this beautiful, wonderful, fantastic way. And you feel like you're 10 feet tall. It's a wonderful world when you just do everything as a lover, as a balancer, as someone who cares because you're doing it for yourself. Have a lovely day. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. My day here on the campus up in the mountains is shiny and beautiful, bright and wonderful. It's a glorious, glorious day. I love you. I love you. I love you.